Volume 3. November 1st, 1899. Purification of the Church. Her support. The victim souls. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself, inside a church, in which there was a priest celebrating the divine sacrifice. And while doing this, he was crying bitterly and was saying, "The pillar of my church has no place on which to lean." In the act in which he was saying this, I saw a pillar. Its top touched the heavens, and at the bottom of this pillar there were priests, bishops, cardinals, and all other dignities sustaining this pillar. But to my surprise, I went about looking, and I saw that of these people, some were very weak, some half-rotten, some infirm, some full of mud. So very scarce was the number of those who were in a condition to sustain it. And so this poor pillar kept swaying, unable to remain still. So many were the quakes it received at the bottom. At the top of this pillar, there was the Holy Father, who, with gold chains and with rays emanating from his whole person, did as much as he could to sustain it, and to chain and illuminate the people who dwelled at the bottom, although some of them were fleeing, so as to have more ease in getting rotten and muddy. And not only this, but he did as much as he could to bind and to illuminate the whole world. While I was seeing this, that priest who was celebrating Mass, I'm not sure whether he was a priest or our Lord. It seems to me it was him, but I cannot tell with certainty. Called me close to himself and told me, "My daughter, see in what a heart-rending state my church is. The very ones who are supposed to sustain her fall short, and with their works they knock her down, they beat her, and reach the point of denigrating her. The only remedy is that I cause so much blood to be shed as to form a bath, to wash away that rotten mud, and to heal their deep wounds, so that, healed, strengthened, embellished in that blood, they may become instruments capable of keeping her stable and firm." And then he added, "I have called you to tell you, do you want to be victim, and therefore be like a prop to sustain this pillar in these times so incorrigible?" At first, I felt a shiver run through me for fear that I might not have the strength. But then immediately I offered myself, and I pronounced fiat. At that moment, I found myself surrounded by many saints, angels, and purging souls, who tormented me with scourges and other instruments. At first, I felt a certain fear. But then, the more I suffered, the more the desire to suffer came to me, and I enjoyed the suffering like a most sweet nectar. More so, since a thought touched me. Who knows whether those pains might be the means to consume my life, so that I might take wing in the last flight toward my highest and only good? But to my highest sorrow, after suffering bitter pains, I saw that those pains would not consume my life. Oh, God, what pain! That this fragile flesh prevents me from uniting myself to my eternal good. After this, I saw the bloody slaughter that was made of those people who were at the bottom of the pillar. What a horrible catastrophe! Extremely small was the number of those who would not be victims. They reached such daringness as to try to kill the Holy Father. But then, it seemed that that blood that was shed, those bloody, tormented victims, were the means to render strong those who were left, so as to sustain the pillar without letting it sway anymore. Oh, what happy days! After this, days of triumphs and of peace would arise. The face of the earth seemed to be renewed, and the pillar would acquire its original prestige and splendor. Oh, happy days! I hail you from afar, days which will give great glory to my church, and great honor to the God who is her head.